MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. One of the suspects recently apprehended in an operation conducted by New Mexico State Police in Chavez County on 24 individuals has pled not guilty to drug trafficking charge. 72-year-old Everett Brakeman of Roswell entered a not guilty plea to one count of trafficking controlled substances when he appeared at his arraignment Monday in New Mexico's 5th Judicial District Court in Chavez County. A jury trial in the case has been scheduled for May the 14th. Roswell City Councilors reached a consensus during a utility rates workshop. It was held Monday that will allow city staff to further tailor proposed changes. Substantial rate increases could begin as soon as mid-year for water, wastewater, and solid waste services if the full council approves a rates ordinance and relevant code changes. The first-year revenue going to the water department would increase by slightly less than 60%. Those for wastewater would jump more than 90%. Reasons for the sharp hike includes a need to establish a healthy fund to pay for the replacement of overage infrastructure and a state funding system that gives preference to communities that charge higher service rates when deciding how to allocate money for large-scale projects. Don't forget Vines in the Pines, President's Day weekend at the Rue d'Oso Convention Center. The dates are February 17th and 18th. Time is noon to 6. The Vines in the Pines Wine Festival held at the Rue d'Oso Convention Center, a great opportunity to indulge in some New Mexico wine tasting as you enjoy local arts, crafts, food, boutique vendors, and local brews available for those who aren't wine drinkers. Again, Vines in the Pines, President's Day weekend at the Rue d'Oso Convention Center, February 17th and 18th. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.